This is a Nacho Radio podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. And we're here at the Capriati Studio with a heavy heart, but a still beating heart, so that works out nicely for us. Darren Rico Kasich is dead.
What?
Your thoughts.
Well, I have two thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
One, with Eddie Money passing away and Rico Kasich, I guess next year's Ringo's All-Star Band is off.
Oh, yeah.
And number two, I think all the members of the new Cars are still with us.
Wait, what?
That is still something that's very doable.
What does that mean, the new Cars?
You're Elliot Easton.
Who is that?
Greg Hawks.
Uh-huh.
Todd Rundgren and Kazem Sultan.
Okay.
And who played drums? Duke New.
Greg Hawks wrote a lot of stuff with Okasic, didn't he? Didn't they kind of co-write some stuff?
Some keyboard stuff.
Yeah. Well, Rick Okasic.
75.
That's not a bad effort, right?
Well, and it's one of those things where he was quite a bit older when they got underway.
Yeah.
You know, he was no kid when they started.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Like, he's
75.
He's roughly Paul McCartney's age.
And the first record comes out in 78, 79, right?
Yeah, now I think about it. Like,
yes.
Rick Ocasek's like my dad's
age.
It's
like he was sandbagging back in the 70s.
Yeah, interesting. Rick Ocasek from the Cars died yesterday. He was 75, found unconscious and unresponsive at his Manhattan home by his estranged wife, Paulina Poroskova, who he married when she was 18. That's not bad.
And helped her lose her accent.
Yeah, she does not have an accent. That's true. She is off the boat, straight up Czechoslovakia, and yet
now
has the most distinct Midwestern accent you ever did hear.
Might as well be from Omaha.
How is she? She's able to do it, but the rest of them aren't.
Just a matter of effort, I suppose.
Isn't that great? Appears to have died of natural causes, according to people with knowledge of the situation. Discovered by his estranged wife. I guess they were still kind of friendly. They would do things
together.
They had
kids, didn't they?
Two kids,
That's doing things together.
He had three wives, and he had six kids. Two boys with each of his wives. So, yeah. Cars inducted into the
All
rock and
boys?
Roll.
All boys?
Yeah, he has six sons.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I prefer.
Yes. It says here, the Cars, known for their hits, Drive, Just What I Needed, and It's All I Can Do. Three songs, by the way, he didn't sing. And this is
It's All I Can Do gets listed as one of their top three songs
ever?
That's
what it says here. Known for their hits, Drive, Just What I Needed, and It's All I Can Do. Drive was a big hit.
Yeah.
Just What I Needed was kind of an AOR hit. It's All I Can Do. I don't know that I would say. What are their big three hits?
Good Times Roll.
You Might Think went to number one.
Yeah.
Magic went to number one.
Did it? Okay.
And I think Drive went to number one.
Big album.
Yeah. Right.
Shake It Up.
They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Also a big producer working with, you know, Suicide and Weezer and Bad Brains and No Doubt. So
his condition no longer touch and go. He was a very mature man who enjoyed mature humor.
Hang on a second.
What?
Just starting, and you already got the zing of the day. In fact, I'm going to give you
the ultimate zing.
Oh, please.
His condition is no longer touch and go. That's fantastic. Yeah, he's
zing of the day brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. And they couldn't be prouder.
He kind of looks like one of the monster people on the Flintstones. Remember when they had like the weird neighbors who had like a pet octopus? He kind of has that look about him. Kind of like a skeleton man with like a big wig.
He's
full head of hair for a 75-year-old man.
Yes. Yeah, he could have been one of the neighbors of
the Weirdlies. Was that it?
Of Count Kook and
Professor Weirdo.
And Professor Weirdo.
When the stirring's done, can I lick the spoon?
He had a certain Adams Family vibe to him, didn't he?
Yeah, I think that's safe to say. I'm not saying it's, you know, we're not speaking ill.
I mean, if he'd have showed up and he was had been the Munster's pool man, would you have looked the other way?
I would have said, this show's finally making sense.
Yes, okay.
Right? But again, I know we've mentioned this a bunch of times on this podcast. Benjamin Orr is the guy that sang all of their hit songs.
Well,
and he's been dead for almost 20 years.
He sang several of them. They shared. They both had hits.
I would argue that he sang more hits than Rick Ocasek did. Okay. Although Rick Ocasek wrote all the songs.
Big writer.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yes, I didn't see that coming, but I guess that's the way it works.
So now there's this thing, you know, because we always have to try and compartmentalize these things and say, well, they happen in threes. And there are two thoughts on this. We lost Eddie Money. We lost Rick Ocasek. Who's next? Or...
they don't necessarily.
This all started with Daniel Johnson. Now, nobody knows who Daniel Johnson is.
Is it Johnson or Johnston?
I don't even know. You see what I'm saying? All I know is he sang songs about Casper the Friendly Ghost. And when he was a big thing in the 90s, I felt weird about it. Because it was like, this guy's not well, and we're all having a laugh here. This isn't cool. It's like that Wesley Willis gimmick, where it's like, well, this is a homeless man who's got mental issues.
Yeah.
And do we really think this music is terrific, or is this, are we laughing at somebody? That's kind of what Daniel Johnston felt like to me.
Okay, I guess I don't know his work.
Yeah. Oh, it was like, oh, he influenced Cobain, so you got to listen to this. And I'd listen to it. It's like, well, this just sounds like a scared man child singing into a tape recorder.
Uh huh.
You've never heard any of his stuff? Yeah. It was. It wasn't great.
Yeah, and this whole thing about that comes in threes, that probably originated from the same people at the breakfast board that had the...
the breakfast is the most important meal of the day?
Same cats came up with that as well. Not necessarily true.
Well, we have another big rock star.
As a matter of fact, yes. I would say that number is a lot higher than three. How many people perish every day? That's a big number.
Famous people.
Big number.
Right, but famous people.
Yeah, fame, shame.
Dying threes. We have a big rock star announcing a cancer scare here, and we'll get into that with the top five things. Shall we begin? Okay. Who's responsible for making sure that this podcast is on people's smart devices and phones and laptops and all the ding-dongs?
Well, one of them would be the Factory of Fear.
Oh, they're terrific.
Factory of Fear. Quad City's only year-round haunt, located at 5027 4th Avenue in Moline, open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Halloween. So that means September 27th is opening night, and they'll run through Halloween with over 20 minutes spent within the Fear. The Quad City's longest-running and largest indoor haunted attraction is celebrating 25 years of Fear. The tickets are available now. You can get those for $15 or VIP for just 20 at the website factoryoffear.com. Do you have what it takes to make it through over 20 minutes of the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? Open Fridays and Saturdays 7 till midnight, and Sundays and Halloween 7 till 10. Last year, they put quite a remodel on it, a 100% remodel, which included 30 plus rooms and more twisted characters. And this year, they've added almost 500 square feet to the haunt. Factory of Fear, the Quad City's, the only Illinois top 10 haunt in the Quad Cities, reviewed by hauntedillinois.com and a voter's choice top 10 haunted house, the longest running, most decorated haunt in the Quad Cities. It's Factory of Fear, where fear is made.
Did you watch any of the Bear game yesterday?
I watched a little bit, and then I don't know what got me.
I kept meaning to text you. Yeah.
And then I saw where it looked like it had turned south on them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like, they're going to have a chance to win, and son of a gun, they pulled it out, huh?
My favorite part of the game, though, what I wanted to talk to you about is, because I don't watch a lot of Denver Broncos games.
Uh-huh.
Whenever the
Is the guy in the barrel still there?
No, he's dead.
Oh, he is.
Yeah. Every time the defense there has a third down, you know, like an opportunity to stop on a third down.
Yes, the Broncos.
They play this. Because it was marvelous. Uh-huh. Every time the Bears would get a third down, you'd hear that on the PA, and I would just yell to nobody. I'm watching the game by myself. I go, Ruffles!
Yeah. So I didn't hear that, but I'll keep my eye open for
Whispers!
If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Coming up on Saturday, October 12th, it's Oscars Pub's Beer Fest, including a team beer pong tournament, Van's Pizza's bread nugget eating contest, and live music from Milwaukee's Pat McCurdy.
How are you getting all these words wrong?
Illinois and Quad Cities? They're all similar.
Milwaukee
is connected to Illinois.
Okay, keep going.
So anyway, that's...
Just take your time, man.
Oscar's Pub.
You're doing great.
Check out Bettendorf's newest pub. It's Oscar's Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. The podcast is originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. That's in Iowa. That I know for sure. Home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more, including their vegetarian sandwiches, including veggie turkey, veggie cold turkey, veggie cheesesteak, and their veggie cheeseburger. Get one today. If you're there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. And what you'll be doing is getting a medium sub and paying for the price of a small one.
How about them tubbies?
How's that going for you?
I think they pretty much got this thing locked up.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. What's the latest on Anthony Rizzo? I know he twisted his ankle. Who doesn't?
Yeah. He was going to get the mail, I guess.
Well, that's not twisting an ankle. That's slipping on ice. Mm. Anthony Rizzo did not slip on ice yesterday.
So
I don't think.
The latest rock star to reveal a diagnosis with cancer, Rod Stewart.
Hmm.
Rod Stewart saying he was diagnosed with cancer in 2016. He was only given the all clear in July. He says, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. He revealed this at a fundraising event for the Prostate Project nonprofit over the weekend in England. He says, I'm in the clear now simply because I caught it early. I've worked for 2 years and I've just been happy and the good Lord look after me. And then he said, no one knows this, but I thought this was about the time I told everybody. So Rod Stewart, who's 74 years old, he's urging
still
men...
Still younger than Rick Ocasek.
Right? Well, this thing, Rod Stewart looks 74 years old.
And Rick Ocasek didn't?
I would have assumed Rick Ocasek was in his mid-60s. But I also would have made that assumption based on the fact that he was super relevant when he would have been in his late 30s, right?
Yes.
I mean, like, I think of the Cars is an important new wave band.
Yes.
Kind of ushered in a whole sound.
Late 70s.
You don't think of him as being a guy that had already been in bands for like 20 years by the time that thing happened.
You don't.
Right. Rod Stewart said this at the end of his speech, finger up the bum, no hard done.
What?
Finger up the bum, no harm done. That's what Rod Stewart is saying. That's what.
I hope he didn't ask the proctologist, do you think I'm sexy? Because that just puts everybody in a tough position.
That's not fair.
Well, I tell you what, Mr. Stewart, I was going to tell you, I was going to truthfully tell you what was going on in there, but now I don't know that I feel obliged. How dare you?
My body stunk, but I kept my funk.
I guess it's true. Blondes do have more fun.
Come and give me the love touch.
I've got that coming up here in about a month's time.
Oh, prostate exam?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, good. I'm glad you're doing that.
I don't know that I have any choice.
Is it just a thing because you're at a certain age?
Yeah,
You have a history? You're doing the right thing, though. Good for you, man.
Once a year. And I know because I go see the doctor twice a year.
Yeah.
And one of those, and I always get it wrong as to...
You always think it's not the time?
Is it this time?
Yeah.
And that last time was not... the time, so mm-hmm.
So you washed your butt for nothing?
I'm pretty gosh darn sure, because I thought last time was the time, and it wasn't.
Got your rear end all powdered and perfumed?
Well, I had a bunch of Axe body spray on, too.
Why not?
You're
not taking any chances.
Might as well. I mean,
You get all worked up, but you're thinking, on the way there, you're thinking, at least after today, it'll be over. And then they say, it's not today. There's a second of relief, and then you realize, great, though, but now I got to think about this for 6 months. Getting a finger up the
butt. I don't think about it too much, but,
no.
I do think about it when I go there. It's like, is it this time? Can't win. I guess I should just remember to fall back.
See, yeah. And, I'm kind of the same way with when I get my teeth cleaned. It's the one I do in March, where I have to have x-rays taken.
Mm-hmm.
And the one I do in September is just a regular cleaning. But then I get all worked up because I think, now, wait a minute, is this
x-ray
one? Why
do you get worked up about x-rays?
Because I gag on the damn things.
Oh, and they
put they put that stuff in your mouth.
Well,
they
can be
like,
kind of uncomfortable.
They're
sure.
Super uncomfortable. Yeah. And I don't have the world's best gag reflex. Spoiler alert, everybody.
I wonder if I should mention that to my doctor this time.
Tell him right before that.
Right.
You know, partner Dave doesn't have much of a gag reflex.
I know.
Go ahead and give me what you got there, Doc.
I know that this has this is the other end, mm-hmm. but this one over here has very low threshold for gag reflex.
I know we're about to have an intimate moment, Doc, so I want to share a secret with you with a guy. I don't know if you listen to our podcast. It's available on Podbean.
I think you mentioned one time my doctor mentioned how lucky I was because his doctor has big fingers.
No.
And I thought, that's a weird thing to say.
Yeah, that is a weird thing to say.
That's...
Wow.
I just don't know that...
I wish I had somebody with tiny fingers like me, poking up back there.
Like me.
Well, you gotta have a sense of humor about it. So
I suppose.
I'm, you know, listen, if somebody has a vested interest in you living a long time, I'm very
well,
glad.
Well, not necessarily a long time,
I'm
but
glad. Well,
some.
I, long enough.
Long,
I need,
an,
I need
long
you,
enough.
I need you around a while.
Long enough.
Yeah. Number two on the top five things. Proud of you.
Two.
So I don't know what to make of this because I think that people are only half reading the headline and freaking out. There's a thing that makes it sound like Gary Larson is bringing back the Far Side. Remember Far Side comics?
Mm-hmm.
A new era of the strip The Far Side is returning. Now that's the headline in the New York Times. Over the weekend, the official website...
Did he do more than one? Did he have a couple?
Well, yeah, it was a daily strip.
No, I understand that. I know he drew in more than
Did
one.
Did Gary
time.
Larson have another strip? No.
No, just the one.
Just the one.
Okay.
There were a couple that
kind of looked like
were kind of knockoffs. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
There was one where it was clearly a guy who was like, "I'll just do the Far Side but for the sports page." And it was like the artwork was so Larson-esque where you thought, "How is this guy not getting sued?" Do you know what I'm talking about? It's called like Sucker Punchers or something like that. Where it's like, what? This guy ought to be getting sued. And it was just like cows boxing all the time.
You know who had good artwork?
Who's
it's
that?
When it comes to a comic?
Hmm.
Gilthorpe.
No. False.
No?
No. No. Gilthorpe was the worst artwork.
Oh,
the
I don't
stories,
think so.
No, the writing was garbage and the artwork was garbage.
Oh.
You're not going to sit here and say Gilthorpe had good artwork.
I thought Marty Moon was very believable.
Over the weekend,
I tell you what I didn't find believable is that he cost a small community radio station $1 million and they kept him on.
Ugh. There was a message on the Far Side website, the official website, with a new message and a new cartoon, and it says Uncommon, Unreal, and soon to be Unfrozen, a new online era of the Far Side is coming. And then there's a cartoon that was drawn by Gary Larson showing a guy with an open flame thawing a block of ice, which has all of the Far Side characters in it. So there's like a cow and a dog and a kid and a caveman and a woman.
Yeah.
Yes. So is it coming back?
Sounds like
for
it.
The first time in 20 years. Far Side ran from January 1st, 1980 to January 1st, 1995. Think of this, too. January 1st, 1995 was the first day that you didn't have Far Side or Calvin and Hobbes. They both ended on the same day. Both really good.
I thought they were still around.
No. Larson announced his retirement in October of 1994. The merchandise that has been sold... Now, most of your Far Side merchandise is just calendars.
Right, the little desk calendars.
Yeah, right. I used to get one every year, and I used to have all the books. How much money do you think he's made on merchandise from the Far Side?
Don't know.
$500 million.
Oh, my God.
Why would he do a new strip? So I think this just means he's saying, I'm going to start putting the old cartoons online. But the New York Times and others are suggesting, no, this means he's doing he's bringing back the whole thing with the new strip. So I hope he's bringing
it back.
Well,
I mean, with that kind of money, he doesn't have to worry about doing anything else other than the comic strip.
But he's been retired since 1994. Why would you start doing it again? Unless
it's puzzling.
It would be cool if he's been doing it the whole time, but just not publishing any of them.
Yeah.
And it turns out he's got a backlog. Yeah, no, I got 25 years of comics that I've just been doing for myself.
Piece of cake.
This strip is going to be running long after I'm gone.
Yeah.
Because it's not like any of his comics were, you know, ripped from the headlines. It was, look, a cow's mowing the grass. Look at that. A bug that can drive a car, right? I mean, that's the whole gimmick. That kid doesn't know how to open a door.
One bug drives a car, or it's a bunch of bugs?
It could be. I don't know.
Because I got some wall spray if you want it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. I would think that if you had to drive a car, if bugs, I would see where a bunch of bugs.
Yeah.
You know what? It would have to, like, form almost looking. Someone's doing the wheel. Mm-hmm. Several are doing the wheel. Several are doing the accelerator, the gas.
We got a text on the Oscars Pub text line at 470-23-NACHO.
Yes.
A listener wanted to share with us this from the 309 area code. It says, we were in the checkout line getting our daughter pepper spray when the sales lady says, quote, you can also use wasp spray.
Nice.
So you get your daughter pepper spray, I imagine, to keep her safe on a campus or something, right?
And but if you want kind of like a two-for-one.
Right. Spray this in a creep's face.
I mean, is the quad buggy?
So, and then this texter is just like laughing like, wasp spray because of the podcast. That's fantastic. There's also, did we talk about this in the last podcast? The picture that was sent to us of the listener who has the Amazing Larry fan
yes.
club. Did we
no,
talk about that?
I don't think we talked about it, but you posted it. Yeah.
So they have they have an Amazing Larry fan club T-shirt.
Hall of Fame.
They have the Certificate of Authenticity and an autographed Polaroid from one of the events that we did.
Yeah.
And it's all on a giant Wall of Fame wall in their house.
In their house.
I just made my... Right, just next, made, it just made
right,
me so
next
happy.
Next to the toilet.
Yeah. I don't know where that is. Jamie Chenoweth, remember her?
Yes.
She texted in this picture. She wanted us to see. It's her. It's three witches on a broom, and it says... I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that witch.
Nice. She's getting ready for Halloween.
Yes. It says here, tell Darren, this is Jamie Chenoweth. Mm-hmm. You guys always used to announce my sponsorship for my mortgage company, and Darren wanted to take my last name, Darren Chenoweth. Have a good evening. Oh, and tell Darren he almost had a bad bitch. Very committal. I don't know what that means. That's a Lizzo lyric.
Gotcha. Mm. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport, 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale going on now. Come in and check out their engagement rings starting at $350. Their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. They are open Tuesday through Friday from 10 till 5:30 and then on Saturday from 10 till 3. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. If you're there and you make a purchase, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, or you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner with your purchase. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Be sure to download the Loyalty app. And remember this, anytime is a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's. And if you would like to reach out and touch us like Jamie Chenoweth, please do so using the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscars Pub. $2.50 domestic bottles and Wells $5 glasses of wine Monday through Friday from 2 to 6.
Here's one from the 309. It says, Jaws is on AMC tonight. And all I can think about is Quentin Hooper talking about violating Brody's wife. Thanks, guys. I'll never see this movie the same way again. Yeah, that's a classic. And then there's another one here where they were laughing about the idea of
Elvis. As Quint.
Yeah. Hand me that tackle box, Roy. Just calling Roy Scheider by his real name.
It's like, and we tried to get Elvis to call him Chief Brody. But we finally had to give up.
That discussion about Elvis being in Jaws
yes.
comes from a place where I wonder about, like, did John Lennon ever see Empire Strikes Back?
Yeah.
Would Elvis have seen Star Wars? Because Elvis died in August of
77. And we said he would have seen Jaws. They right. both could have seen Jaws.
Well, this was connected to nothing. I don't know if any of you caught this during the Iowa-Iowa State game. Out of nowhere, Robert Smith, running back for Ohio State and then the Minnesota Vikings,
yeah, yeah.
out of nowhere,
he
throws
the game?
Yeah, he was doing the color. And yeah. he out of nowhere says this: Elvis never saw Star Wars. I'll tell you about that a little later on the show.
You're kidding.
No, it was out of nowhere. It was connected to nothing. So Robert Smith, if
you
you're listening
like
to
a
the
cosmic
podcast,
connection?
It was the weirdest thing. Did anyone else hear him say that? Because I thought...
So you were hallucinating.
I thought, is the television talking just to me right now?
Yeah.
It wasn't connected to anything. I mean, they were doing a song and dance because it was a six-hour broadcast because of the rain. But Robert Smith connected to nothing.
Oh, was
the Hawkeyes
won. Was there a rain delay?
Yes.
Hmm.
You're not aware of this?
No, I didn't take in a ton of football this
it
weekend.
Stormed.
I know that I did better on the Cover 5. It wasn't as quite as tragic, and I still have the Cleveland Browns against your New York Jets in what apparently is a tribute to the original.
Very first Monday Night Football game, that's
which
right.
Which I remember as a child.
Well, yeah, Robert Smith out of nowhere saying Elvis never saw Star Wars. He never followed that up, by the way. So I don't know where that's coming from. But if Robert Smith was saying that to shout out to the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things.
Are you saying he's a patron?
He could be. I'm taking a look at my Cover 5. I also have Cleveland tonight.
Okay.
Now, I'm giving up the 2.5 points.
Yes.
Boy, do I need them.
I'm not.
boy, do I need them, because I'm currently, for the week, -39.5 points. So out of 188 teams, I'm in 175th place this week.
Yeah, I think I'm 8.5.
Not great.
8.5 below the
line. Perfect
but
figure.
So much better than last week.
Yeah, well, that's good. See?
Which was...
Number three.
So Christie Brinkley's not going to be on Dancing with the Stars because she broke her arm during rehearsal.
Ah.
Suffered injuries which required surgery to her wrist
good
and her
Lord.
Arm. So now a last-minute replacement
is
going to be her daughter. Her daughter is 21-year-old Sailor Brinkley Cook.
Now, you're not saying that her daughter broke her arm.
I'm not saying that. I am saying I would much rather watch Christie Brinkley dance than her daughter. I don't know.
But this season hasn't started? They're just in training?
I think it starts this week. So now Sailor's got to learn mom's entire routine.
Boy, that doesn't seem fair.
No, exactly.
Does she do Uptown Girl?
Well, you would think that that's what they would do, would be Uptown Girl, right?
Yes.
Full disclosure, I've never watched 2 seconds of Dancing with the Stars, and I'm sure as hell not going to start now.
I suppose Allentown would be an interesting choice.
How about Goodnight Saigon?
Uh-huh.
That wouldn't be bad. They're not going to do any, probably, because this daughter isn't her daughter with Billy Joel. This is her daughter with Peter Cook. So Uptown Girl
didn't
might...
Didn't he turn out to not be the best guy?
Yeah. No, that didn't work out so well either. Yeah. Probably should have stayed with
that
little,
Chris
little
Everett
Billy
has
Joel.
A hard time keeping a man.
Yeah, you know, you're right about that. How many times has she been down the aisle?
I mean, like 3 or 4 times. And
yeah,
at some point,
they don't ever end well either.
At some point, you have to start thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, pretty early on, you can start thinking, she must be a monster.
Well, wasn't she something else for a while? Didn't she take. When she was Chrissy Everett, and then she was Chrissy Everett Lloyd, right?
Yes.
And then Lloyd was removed from the name.
Yes. And
right?
then she was married to a downhill skier.
Yeah.
And then she was married to Greg Norman.
Oh, right.
And of course she had her passionate affair with Jimmy Connors.
Right.
So she likes athletes.
She's got a type.
And they like her for a period of time until they no longer do. Although I'll give her this. I don't know that her husband's ever go missing.
So it's not
it's not
Olivia
Newton-John
situation.
Yes.
Okay. Credit where it's due.
Four.
You know, I'd like to get pregnant as that Yvette Goolagong.
You know what would be kind of...
Ever since Transamerica, I can't get her out of my mind.
If there might be sort of competition between Chris Everett and Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah?
Where it'd be like, well, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, what would they be competing
well,
at?
Well, they play tennis. And then they sing,
okay.
And it's like, well, This is so one-sided all the time.
Wait a minute. This is a brilliant idea for a show.
Yes.
Okay, you have two celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
They face off on the thing that they're both individually good at.
Right.
Right? So you've got, I don't know, you got Steve McQueen and Liberace. Round one, stunt car driving.
Yeah.
Round two, piano playing.
Oh, having said that.
And round three.
Having said that.
Yeah.
I think it's quite possible that Liberace was pretty good at stunt car driving.
Yeah, probably right.
Because I can see him needing to get away a lot.
You're probably
so,
right.
Okay, so you have the two, and then you have a third contest to prove who the winner is.
So the third one has nothing to do with what we know them for.
Yeah.
Right? You just get two celebrities.
Like masonry.
All right. So it's Paula Deen.
Throwing hands. Ham thrower.
Okay. Sugar Ray Leonard versus Paula Deen.
Uh-huh.
The first competition, whip us up some southern food.
Yes.
Second round, full on boxing.
He knocks her ass out.
And then the third round is
the body. Now we will. Body.
But now who's the best of the best?
Although I think Sugar Ray probably could whip up a pretty tasty meal.
That's what makes this an important show to watch.
Yes.
You don't know that he won't win.
I mean, he's what if Sugar you were Ray. I mean,
what if I could whip your ass at the thing you're known for and the thing I'm known for?
Right.
And the mystery round.
And the mystery round.
That's a show,
which
Darren.
Which is Tightrope. The
best of the best.
Best of the
We've
best.
We've got the best of the best competing at the best of the best.
Yeah.
But then we'll determine who is the best of the best.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So you have just any name to any celebrities who would be willing to go on a show like this.
Right.
Right?
Then we'll find out what the mystery competition
is. And you do have a big, you know, you have that guy from the Iron Chef come out and announce it, you know? Our third round is fencing.
It would be interesting in
okay.
In how they went first.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Sugar Ray is fighting Paula Deen,
yes.
Full contact boxing.
Yes.
When they get to the kitchen,
she's gonna put some more butter in this and put a little bit more ice on my face. Sugar Ray beat the crap out of me.
I think it would have been a lot, and she's complaining that she would have wished mm-hmm. that they could have done the cooking competition first.
And she just keeps mentioning that.
Yes.
I don't know why we didn't do the cooking first. I can't see out of this eye, goddammit.
Teeth keep falling out into her food.
Sugar Ray's just like, I'm only going to half-bake this ham. Uh-huh. I don't even care if I win this. I'm dying to see what the next round is on Best of the Best.
Yes. You don't think I can't whip up a delicious sugar glaze for my ham?
Stop yourself.
Stop yourself.
Number four.
Tell me America wouldn't love that show.
Best of the Best.
You're good at this. Mm-hmm. You're good at this.
Now.
Compete against each other, and then finally.
1, 2, 3, fight!
Right. We're going to see, we're going to have Dolly Parton versus Freddie Prinze Jr. at water skiing. Let's just see how this works.
Mm.
One is a singing competition, one is acting competition, and then they take it out on the water skis.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't mind watching Dolly Parton on water skis. Even now.
Even now.
Maybe especially now. A woman with PTSD is fighting to keep her three emotional support monkeys. This is down in Creve Coeur, Missouri.
This has got, doesn't this have her having her face ripped off, written all over it?
Yep, I would agree
eventually,
with you on that.
Don't you think they rip her face off?
This monkey's wearing a diaper, and it looks like it's thinking about murdering her.
Yeah, and you have no idea what the other two look like.
Her name is Texan McBride Tehan.
That's the monkey's name?
No, that's the woman's name with the three emotional support monkeys. All of these monkeys are registered as emotional support animals.
Ricky, Ticky, and Tavi. And they're going to rip off my face.
Can eat that bitch's face. Today's the day.
They are not dangerous animals, she says. They're trained. They assist me.
I get it.
I have PTSD.
What do you mean they assist you?
They help her out with things.
They make dinner?
She says, I have PTSD because of something that happened to me, a very bad thing that happened to me long ago. Was it getting attacked by monkeys? Because I don't think that was...
A horrible thing happened to me. I bought three monkeys.
I lost a poker game and I had to... But now I got to raise these monkeys.
Have you ever had that buyer's regret, like as soon as you pay for the monkeys?
She's lived and trained with these monkeys for 20 years, and it wasn't until she moved to this town, Creve-Coeur, Missouri, a month ago when a neighbor complained. The neighbor saw one of the monkeys outside, got worried, called the city. Now, the neighbors are saying, listen, this is a wild animal. Monkeys belong in zoos. Well, the next door neighbor says, look, I believe in the rule of law. If they're considered a dangerous animal and can carry something as nasty as hepatitis, mm-hmm. they shouldn't be here. You can't get hepatitis from a monkey, can you? What are you sharing needles with it?
Probably, yeah.
This sounds like a guy who's trying to blame hepatitis on monkeys.
Depending on how close proximity you are with the monkey.
The monkeys have been prescribed for her as emotional support animals.
Who wrote a script that said monkeys? Three monkeys.
She says her doctor wrote a note.
Yeah.
Do you take that to the Walgreens or the Petco? I've got a script here for
monkeys.
For three monkeys, if you please.
I'm just going to stand over here and
five.
You let me know when they're ready.
Miss Tarsier?
Just stand over here. The pharmacist will be out here to talk to you about your three monkeys.
Now, is this your first time with the three monkeys? Do you have any questions for us?
Five.
Do you have any allergies to monkeys?
Well, that wouldn't make any sense. Finally, a fertility clinic has got some
questions.
Stop using
the monkeys if you're allergic to monkeys.
Ask your doctor if three monkeys is right for you. White couple gives birth to an Asian daughter after a fertility clinic mix-up.
Mm-hmm. And what's his take on that?
What? The baby's
It was just a mix-up.
It says here allegedly there was a mix-up. If two Caucasians give birth to an Asian, I feel good about saying there was a mix-up.
Or
fertility clinic
or someone else was involved.
Right. Fertility clinic in New Jersey being ordered to turn over a list of sperm donors after a white couple gave birth to an Asian baby.
Tell your neighbors you're having an Asian baby.
Kotterick and Drew Wazlewski said that they had trouble getting pregnant. They turned to the Institute for Reproductive Medicine and Science
of Tokyo
at St. Barnabas, New Jersey. After in vitro fertilization, she gave birth. Around the time their daughter turned two, the couple realized something was wrong. She doesn't look like Drew, the mom remembers thinking. The couple, by the way, are now divorced, said a DNA test revealed that their daughter is only related to the mom. I guess this dad had a meltdown when he found out he wasn't the biological father.
Mm.
And, I mean, is that why you left? I don't know. But
this isn't anything that they're mentioning to the child.
Well, at some point, the kid's going to wonder, how is it that I'm half Asian, right? Right? They say it was a nightmare, and this whole thing led to their marriage dissolving.
Rick Ocasek would have said, all mixed up.
Yes. Yes, that would have... If only Rick was here to help this little girl navigate her way through her existence. Those are your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast, brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea, or fall into a pumpkin pie latte or a chai tea? Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. We will have a patrons-only podcast sometime this week for you, so become one today.
I guess the dad, his best friend is Asian.
Mm.
And it's like Rick Ocasek used to say, she's my best friend's girl.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It's a tough situation.
That's terrible. But if a fertility clinic accidentally knocks up your wife with an Asian baby, that's your baby, dude. Like, how do you not?
That's what I'm saying. It's still your child.
Right?
Yeah. I mean,
that's kind of a dick move.
Yeah.
Well, it's not my baby. I'm out of here.
I'll take those.
I raised it for 2 years and loved it, but I don't like it. I like how it looks at me.
I'm not obligated.
Yeah, that's kind of a...
And here's the thing. Bit of an update.
Yes. Oh, I want this.
Here's an update.
Although, she's got those stranger eyes like a Heartbeat City.
Here's an update.
Out there. Yes.
On Rhonda's speeding ticket.
Oh?
Rhonda points out that her son borrowed that vehicle on a Saturday.
Of course.
And he... Unlike Rhonda,
yes,
does race around a little bit.
Of course.
So I'm thinking.
Well, do you get your money back?
Well, it's going to be brought up. Because it's one thing for me to be paying her speeding ticket.
Yeah.
But for someone who has a John Deere job.
Yeah. He should be paying your speeding tickets.
And borrowed the vehicle
uh-huh.
to use to get some stuff moved around and such.
Mm-hmm.
And on a Saturday,
mm-hmm.
she never gets these tickets. He likes to ramrod around. I'm thinking I paid.
So you accidentally paid.
Yes.
For his tickets.
I think it's more. I would say that it's more likely than not that I did.
So do you think you'll get a refund?
I'm going to bring it up.
But do you think it's likely you'll get a refund?
If not, I am going to use...
Is that going to be the Christmas gift this year?
No, if not, then somehow...
How do you play this game?
If not, then I consider having some sort of $65 credit with you, sir, in some way, shape, or form. I'm going to allow Rhonda to kind of bring it up.
Okay.
Because then that way she can also say, oh, by the way, I got it. And guess who paid it? This chump over here.
Oh, boy. This story's got so many layers.
I know. I'll keep everyone abreast.
That's big.
If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Coming Saturday, October 12th, it's Oscars Pub's Beer Fest, including a team beer pong tournament, Vans Pizza's bread nugget eating contest. I just hear of a bread eating nugget contest.
Yes.
And I just see everybody just kind of getting way too much bread in their throats.
Yeah. Well, you hope that doesn't happen.
I hope it doesn't happen either.
Right.
And then they're also going to have live music from Milwaukee's Pat McCurdy. You can get your tickets in advance and save yourself $5. Just go to the Facebook page.
Montgomery Oscars Clift, Pub. The actor.
Yes.
He was in a car accident.
Okay.
Big car accident. Now, Elizabeth Taylor was his best friend.
Yes.
He goes around. He's speeding around. He gets in a car accident. Elizabeth Taylor finds him on the scene of the car accident.
Mm.
She had to go in there with her little tiny Elizabeth Taylor hand and pull his teeth out from his airway so he didn't choke to death.
Isn't that something?
That's a friend.
No kidding.
Elizabeth Taylor, that's the kind of friend you want.
That's why
somebody that's willing to climb into your fiery car and right. pull your teeth out of your airway.
The whole experience is why she called her perfume White Diamonds.
White Diamonds, yes.
White Diamonds.
I don't know, that's it.
Because his teeth reminded me of White Diamonds.
Oh, look at how beautiful these are. Glistening in the fire, so.
The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey Cranberry Sauce, homemade stuffing, Mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Taste the Capriati's difference. Do so today. Open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And then when you're there for lunch or dinner, please mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one. I believe we're back tomorrow.
Till we get a chance to do it for you then. Hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. Representing. This is for the Quad Cities. Ref the spot. Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out. Come on. And it just don't stop.